Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome, everyone, to Cultaholics Watch Alongmas! Ho, ho, ho! As we get ready for the festive times, however you are spending it during this stupid year, we are getting you closer to it by watching some appalling wrestling in amazing company. Who be we? I be Fake Geordie, radio presenter without portfolio, Tom Campbell. And for this particular Watch Alongmas, I am joined from the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review, Matthew Gregg. There he is. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's really joyous, mate. I'm proud of you.
It certainly is. I'm giving this all the love and joy it deserves for the match that we are going to be watching in this fantastic Watch Alongmas.
We are going to watch an absolute classic, a clagger, if you will, on this occasion. You may already know by the album art, the Watch Alongmas we are putting our minds, bodies and souls into is from Royal Rumble 2003. It is the World Heavyweight Championship match between Triple H and Scott Steiner. But we can't watch it just me and you, Matthew Gregg. We can't. So we have to hit the third man randomizer, the third mandomizer, if you will, to get ourselves a third man.
Randomly generating guests. Partitioning test and cane joke. Moisturizing virtual head. Now uploading, editor Andrew.
Merry Christmas, Andrew. Oh,
Merry Chrism, everybody. How are you doing?
We're doing great, mate. It's wonderful to have you back on. You joined us for the King of the Ring watch along not that long ago. You seem to have suitably recovered from that.
just enough to throw this curveball at you.
Oh, this is a curveball as well. So Royal Rumble 2003. Scott Steiner, Triple H World Heavyweight Championship. Andrew, what are your memories of this?
I was about 10 years old when this match happened. About 10 years old. Yes, I was 10 years old. And I think this was the first match I watched as a child and thought, I guess not all wrestling's fantastic then. This is pretty bad, this, isn't it? And it 100% made me realise that, I think a crowd plays a very big part of what makes a wrestling match great. And there's just not much. As we'll see when we watch this, there's just not much of anything from the crowd at all in this.
They're really not into it. We'll talk about it in a second. Matthew, as Prince Botch of the wrestling world, what are your memories of Triple H and Scott Steiner for the world title at Rumble 03?
Oh, they're all positive for me, Tom.
They made your job very easy that week.
They certainly did. And it's easy to forget. Lost in the sands of time. With the WWE Network. The build anticipation for Big Papa Pump coming in was very strong and very high. He made his return to the company in Survivor Series 2002. Came out the Madison Square Garden, the mecca of wrestling, as WWE keep on saying it. Popped huge from coming out, getting the mic and swearing, his very first line coming in. And then it was preceded and followed, I should say, by all those segments with Triple H. All those, you might have big pecs, but I was on the front cover of Total Fitness magazine. And Scott Steiner goes, I was on Iron Man magazine. And they go, I was on Gardening and Abs.
Gardening and Abs!
No.
I was on Eaton Lawnmowers Monthly, and it just kept going back and forth. And this was during the run where they called the Reign of Terror, Triple H from 2002 to 2005, where nobody was allowed to look good, apart from, of course, those two lads in the clique. So it looked like Triple H would be making Scott Steiner look good. Scott Steiner won the pose-off, he won the arm wrestling, he won everything, he was even allowing him to look good on the mic. And then it came to the Royal Rumble 2003. And please bear in mind, as a Scott Steiner defender, that Scott Steiner hadn't wrestled a proper televised match since the last episode of Nitro, 2001. He was still suffering from drop toe syndrome.
Hold.
I forgot what it's called. I was going to say, I always said drop toe hold.
Drop toe hold.
The doctor gave him a drop toe hold in the office.
Flat foot.
Drop foot syndrome. He dropped his foot. And he's still, he's just not properly recovered from that. The last time we'd seen him, anything above a little indie, had been the WWA, an Australia promotion, where he came out and suplexed Tio, the killer puppet dwarf, a few times. And then he was ready for Triple H in a world title match at Rumble 2003. So I don't know why he was shoved in here. And others have speculated, Tom, including Mr. Lance Storm, that Triple H purposely made Scott Steiner look as bad as possible in this match. So I want people to watch out for that, because even in this edited version we're going to see here, there are many little zoom-ins and stuff to hide some more awkward bits. See what you think, seeing if Triple H is trying to dog Mr. Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump himself.
You are going to watch along with Andrew, Matthew and myself. If you would like to do so, you need to go to the WWE Network and you need to scrub ahead to 43 minutes and 39 seconds. Or if you just tap on the jump to section, Triple H versus Scott Steiner World Heavyweight Championship, you'll be there with us. Get the pause and set up. I'll give you a second to do that.
If you click it and it says skip to Triple H versus Scott Steiner, it does actually say, are you sure?
Andrew, are you ready?
Oh, boy, howdy. Am I ready? I am indeed ready.
Matthew Greggles, are you ready?
Boy, howdy. sure, Governor.
All right, you prairie dogs. We're going to watch Royal Rumble 2003. Triple H versus Scott Steiner of the World Heavyweight Championship on go in 3, 2, 1, go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Look, ooh, people at a wrestling show.
Oh, so many.
That hasn't happened in ages.
This is also a weird one.
In Boston, to the point out.
Sorry, I was going to say, this is another one of the reasons that I don't actually really like this match, is that Triple H is coming out first compared to Scott. Like, Scott Steiner's entrance isn't much of anything, spectacle-wise. And also, it just feels weird for a world champion to come out first.
Yeah, I've always felt like the champ should always come out last.
Mm.
But whether or not they were hoping to get, like, a pop for...
Pop-a-pump.
Maybe that's what they were hoping for. Also, look at Ric Flair here.
Pineapple-flavoured Big Papa Pump Pop.
Flair looks, like, young here. and admittedly, you go, oh, wait, yeah, it's because this was 17 years ago. But he looks
healthy. Say, yeah, if we watch Flair in 2011 and go, God, Flair looks good here.
Yeah, it's almost like somebody broke the painting in a loft somewhere And Flair just overnight got really old.
There's a line that Jim Herd says on, he's done his interview with Comrade about Flair, and he says he saw him a few years ago and he says he looks great, but he no longer has any blade scars on his forehead. So they must have replaced his forehead with skin off his ass.
That's not unlikely either. That is how they do it.
Wait, no.
He's had many facelifts.
Yeah.
Is that how they do it? Is that a real thing? Wow.
Skin from a facelift. Well,
sometimes
comes
they like
off
pop
other
up
places.
The skin. They just keep on pulling up and up. There was a famous line from Kerrang! Magazine talking about Terminator 3, and said Arnold Schwarzenegger so disfigured after facelifts that his real ears are probably down by his feet.
Oh, Christ. That's an image. Now, yeah. On paper,
and this is when Triple H as well couldn't figure out which colour he liked the best, because he wasn't DX Triple H anymore. But he certainly wasn't red Triple H or white Triple H or whatever bloody colour. And listen to that monster pop for Big Pop.
Here we go. Police are coming already. They already know it's going to be a stinker, this one. Sirens are going.
Crimes against wrestling.
No, lads. That's not the police siren. That's the censor. Getting ready for when Scott Steiner tries talking.
Oh. Here he is.
Like, just see him walking there. See if you got a nice shot of him walking. He does not look... Oh.
He's a beefy boy here.
It's like he's got a pebble in his sock.
Oh, this always used to freak me out as well. That just doesn't look right, does it? His little muscle.
It's just, his body's just weird. Like somebody's drawn what they think a muscly man looks like from memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, those photorealistic pictures of Popeye you see sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, somebody did that with The Simpsons. And it freaked me out. Something rotten.
Oh, they've done some SpongeBob ones as well, and they're really creepy too.
Oh, the SpongeBob ones are creepy.
Yeah, see, I want to take that title, you see. Sang Ric Flair as Olive Oil.
Sten. That's amazing.
They carry that all night for that one moment. Sticking the glitter together and everything. Bloody hell.
Oh.
I miss people making effort with signs.
Well,
I
those
really
guys
do.
Didn't.
Yeah, I think the rest of them kind of just were like, oh, no, it's not going to be good this way or off. See you in a bit.
Mm. And we're far off the Triple H is awesome and the ring general and everything else like that in 2003, where he decided to make himself bulky as possible.
Yeah, this is
and
weird.
I don't know, I'm not a medical person, I'm not a professional, but if I had knee issues, I think maybe I'd slim down, but Triple H kept on eating and eating.
Was it like a deliberate thing? Was it just like a self-esteem thing? Like he wanted to get beefy as poss?
I don't know. I assume so. I'm not a dude like that. I'm not on Flexor 2.
I heard you were. I heard you on Flexor 3.
Oh.
No, I beat that
Flexor
game.
2.
See that Hebner saying, I'm not taking any crap off you, Triple H. The feud, that will never end.
When Hebner returns Scott home Steiner and just... is inducted into the Hall of Fame.
So last time we saw Steiner, he was main event in WCW. He was beating people up. He was getting suspended and with full pay. He was the world champion until the last episode of Nitro, where he lost to Booker T, when he did not need to be there. He wanted to show WWF, look, I am a team player, honest. Now that my company doesn't exist, I could suddenly be nice.
I think I remember this bit almost being like Steiner gets stuck in an animation and just literally just keeps doing the same thing.
He gets stuck in
for
animation.
Quite a long
that's
time.
People, yes.
He's just stuck in a loop.
This is it. He like clubs and then chops and then clubs. Does he? Yeah, and chops again. There we go.
The Scott Steiner has stopped working. Blue screening Scott Steiner.
Yeah. And again, people aren't going, yeah, get him, Steiner. Yeah, they're like, all right.
Yeah, the crowd are so dead. I think even as it goes further on, they just quiet and quiet and quiet, and you can literally hear a pin drop. I think Flair gets the biggest pop throughout this whole entire match.
The most exciting part of this match has already happened.
He certainly does.
I've just ordered a burrito.
Yeah.
And the crowd. Now, here's the thing as well. I mean, to go back to this pay-per-view, I remember watching this pay-per-view live. And just before, was it just before this, we'd had the WWE title match. We'd had Kurt Angle versus Chris
Angle
Benoit.
Angle Benoit follows this.
It follows this. Because I remember knowing that everybody the night before was like, hang your head in shame, world title match, take a bow, WWE title match. Like, they were so different. Like, Angle and Benoit just go for it in their match.
These guys are following Tori Wilson versus Dawn Marie Wilson.
See, it's a good build. it's a good warm-up. What's the problem? Honestly.
It's that big guy at ringside yelling, go back to WCW. It's been dead for 2 years.
It doesn't exist, you knobhead. There's a spare referee in the crowd there, just in case we need a new one.
Shenanigans.
It's a bonsai referee, so you put it in water and it grows to a full-size old
I think I'm hearing the crowd are chanting, Steiner sucks.
No, he's the baby face. What are you talking about?
There's a very small Steiner sucks chant. Weird, they pop big for his entrance, and I start resting. They're like, yeah, you suck, you.
This match should have probably been about 3 minutes.
Spoilers for people who haven't seen the length of this episode. It's not 3 minutes.
It's certainly not three minutes.
And unfortunately, it's just rinse repeat. Like, the moves that they do constantly are just is literally just the same over and over again.
Yeah.
Triple H
has all
the
squash
passion.
Matches Scott Steiner had with Jamie Noble. Guess what? You're not going to see any of those spots in this match.
It's like they just went, we'll wing it.
That's what it feels like. I agree. It feels like they just don't know what they want to do. And Steiner's like retaliation when someone calls him out on something is just all the words that come out of that man's mouth in this match are, eh?
So I've had about 3 minutes of nothing but Steiner offense. That's oh, God. For people who are just somehow listening to this and not watching the match, Steiner hit an awful Boston Crab that then required Triple H to walk backwards. So Scott Steiner had to bend over completely at a 45-degree angle and kind of hobble. And then when Triple H got the ropes, he just fell on him. That was unimpressive.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so more offense from Steiner.
Oh.
Crowd cheers to Triple H.
It doesn't even sell it.
No selling. Scott Steiner, the worst double glazing salesman ever. Doesn't sell a thing.
A bear hug?
And then Steiner goes into a bear hug and Trips is doing just the most dramatic response to it. Look at him.
Here's the thing. It's right. Triple H keeps handing Scott Steiner like these moments to light up. And Steiner keeps going for takedown slow motion. There you go.
One
of them. Just do 30 of them. If that's the match.
Oh, he does.
Of them.
That pretty much is the match.
But then if the match ended immediately after. But then, like, look, Billy goes, I'm just going to go for me finish now.
Oh,
Flair looking.
Oh, no.
Flair's like, ha, remember I made you look bad at Clash of the Champions 20 years. Oh, no, sorry, Scott. Sorry. No, I was misunderstanding.
Hey, Steiner, what was that Bill you said about Ric Flair being old and sucking? Ric Flair sucks.
I didn't realize until now that there is a lot of, like, haha, you were in WCW, you suck, from this crowd. Like,
because that's what they've been conditioned to believe.
I guess.
Like,
yeah, I guess if you weren't watching Scott Steiner, if you weren't watching WCW, you were like, big deal.
Yeah. that's the problem, is that even when they had the story where WCW invaded, they were made to look like chumps. So why should they be invested?
Right, you're right, Tom. It backfires on them when it's like, all right, well, we actually need some of these stars now because they're ready-made. And like, boo, your WCW, you suck. Yeah.
Hey, look at this guy. He's a
big
popper
deal.
Yeah, he's a threat to my championship. Well, no, he's plainly not, because you told me for decades that the WCW's crap. Well, no, now they're not. They're a threat. They weren't when they invaded. They're less so now. They just, this is another one of those remnants of the invasion. I mean, the invasion isn't responsible for the booking of this match, because even without that, this match is awful. But it's the fact that you had this, you had years of stories and matches that you could have pulled into. You had years that you could have dragged out the invasion and made it special, and you chose to piss it all away in 6 months. Because, oh, we need to look like we won. We need to be the best. And now look what you've got, you pricks.
And they love it. Everybody loves it. Look at them all. They're all enjoying it.
The crowd are going miles.
Yeah, crowd don't like Triple H, but they don't care about Steiner, which is amazing. And he's got the Superman logo on his tights.
I know.
He was told to not have that.
How
Shaq
is that
has
allowed?
The rights to that in sports and stuff. He got told, he came out one time with that on his shirt, and you're like, no, you can't do that. Good old Scott Steiner, do what he wants.
I mean, could they get away with the fact that whilst it resembles the Superman logo, it's not the exact, because the font is different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's squashed a bit.
Yeah. It's like
Speaking
somebody tried
of getting
to make
squashed
it.
A bit. Oh, there another we neck go. Breaker. If you hit two neck breakers, your neck actually gets fixed.
It's like in those those comedies when it was the old man from The Simpsons who gets something sprayed in his eyes. He goes, "Oh, my vision! It's better. I can see again. All the colors."
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, forget that.
He gets the sun rays or something in his eyes.
Yeah. It's the laser burglar system outside, and he gets in for a penny, out for a pound.
That's what happened.
Flair, I feel like these are the biggest pops, these bits.
For Flair.
Where Flair just strangles Steiner.
Yeah, Flair's it's weird though, because you're saying all right things on where, WWE sucks, boo. But they've had weeks of Steiner squishing Triple H. Out flexing him, out homoeroticizing him, crowd popping for Triple H.
We're ready now.
Pedigree on Scott Steiner.
It's gonna be over. That's it. We're finished. Oh,
oh the catapult, if he can.
Oh, he's thinking.
Go on, Grandad.
He's thinking.
What? Bonk. There we go.
Beefy.
He's had enough.
Referee needs to give him a stand and eight count.
Throw the match out. They've done too much damage.
Spaghetti
to one
legs. Oh, he's all right. He's not saying anything.
Mate, teriyaki noodle legs in Scott Steiner's cake. Linguini legs. Bless him.
God. Teresa's pedigree, tombstones him.
Oh, and then. Oh, God. That's so bad. That's so bad.
Jeebus.
Trouser cutter only gets two.
The trouser cutter. The blancmange cutter.
Wow. Like Flair's forehead, Steiner's career needs a facelift. Oh, doctor, maybe look like 93.
I think it was Finn Martin at this point in Power Slab magazine who described.
Probably on fire watching this.
Who described Triple H as wrestling like he was neck deep in toffee.
Right, this is slow, methodical, God, I wish I was Harley Race, Triple H, that nobody was interested in. Only him.
Randy Orton is guilty of something similar sometimes.
Yeah.
Suplex!
Oh, you could, oh!
What a hug. Shades, you couldn't of, have shades predicted of Roy it. Jones Jr. Taking on Tyson this Saturday.
I've heard that wasn't very good.
Kind of like this match, now I think of it. But this match doesn't have the benefit of Snoop Dogg on commentary.
Oh, I mean, it could do.
Was it not Jesus, Mauro like, doing the commentary?
Was it who?
Mauro Ranallo.
Your friend and ours, Mauro Ranallo.
Yeah. Wow.
Dogg, and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Somebody just hit shuffle, didn't they, on some career mode to get that.
And Snoop Dogg was the one who was doing, oh, God. He went, like this match. This match is like two uncles at the barbecue who need to step in the alley and sort things out.
That's a great
crowd booing. And again, another one.
Now,
but it's not like when Lesnar would suplex Cena 150 times where it looks cool as hell. Crowd don't care.
They're not bothered.
They really don't.
And also the Lesnar suplex thing was something that was conditioned for a long time. So the crowd, whereas this is just like Steiner is spamming up and circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so far, lads, I'm not with Lance Storm. Triple H is he's doing what he can with Steiner.
I agree. I think he's actually trying his best with what he's been given.
Look, beat me up, Steiner. as they said on Star Trek. And
beat me up, Steiner.
Yeah.
We got a patented Steiner.
Except for it's like Banjo-Kazooie. Oh, is it fall over here or is it later on?
I think it's here.
It's this one.
Yeah, that she fell over.
It's beautiful. All right, none of Boston noticed. Well, 95% of them.
Oh, what a move. What a maneuver.
Has he got 69 on his pants as well?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure
the estate of Superman were very pleased with that.
Yeah, probably. It's not a match worthy of a nice anyway.
I'm going to pump Superman, he said. Here we go, Lucha Steiner.
Oh.
You see the crowd are now seeing themselves on the Tron and they're just like waving as they appear on the Tron. that's old peak boredom, that is.
What's that quote from Cool Runnings where John Candy explaining to the team why they have to like keep on qualifying crazy and crazy times? He goes, they hate you, they hate me, they hate us.
Oh, there you go. That's
he's off. Oh, I've had enough.
Screw you guys. I'm going home, Vinny. There we go. Oh, God. Stein has to show cardio.
Oh, he got him.
Go on, Flair.
I want to join in, guys.
It's a problem when Flair's the most energetic man in there. And Flair's like the oldest man in the ringside area. Yeah.
The designated driver.
And then, what? Look at that. Oh, he brushes him. He brushes him. And then look what happens after he brushes him. I feel bad for Earl as well, because Earl's probably waiting for a pop to happen. So he I can deal with Flair's done. Sake. But nothing. Look There's at this pop. Now.
I forgot it wouldn't be a big pay-per-view match with Triple H. He wouldn't bust himself open.
Gotta bleed.
Drop it off a hat. Yeah, you have some hep. Go on, lads. Blows. Get yourself stuck in. Dip your chips in there. Bonk. Even the disgusting lymph node infected ring post in the blood. That's exactly what Triple H wants. Fantastic. Steiner.
Watching this in COVID times is quite alarming.
Oh, of course. Sorry, Tom. Sorry to interrupt you, but there was a suplex from Steiner. I'm sorry. What did you say?
It's been ages. It's been minutes since he did a suplex.
That's right, man. Oh,
bye, Trip.
He's off again.
He's off to go get a tetanus jab.
Yeah, Tony Chimmel, I'll give you some love. He's trying to tell these people, like, look, did you know that Teddy Long used to manage Roddy Mac?
Hey, Andrew, you've blown Matthew's mind with that.
Really?
Really?
I thought that was just like that's just like a I don't know why that's always been a piece of wrestling trivia in my mind forever. The Mac Militant.
it was beautiful, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Matthew.
There we go. What more cheap pops can we use? We've been in the crowd, we've brawled, we've bled.
Can I observe Hugo Savanovich and Carlos Cabrera at the announce table, the Spanish one? They're both wearing the same jumper. they're not joined by one jumper. Like they've got separate ones.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
But they're both the same design jumper.
There we go.
Here we go.
Not the greatest of form there from Scotty Steiner, if I'm being honest.
It's like he's paggered.
Yeah, there used to be a wow. He's so cool. He beats a dude up, but then he does push-ups. Oh God. The Tin Man needs some more oil. Bloody hell.
Somebody runs
she never watched a Scott
Steiner
match or any match and think, bloody hell, I could do that. Flair dropping the F-bomb. He's willing to do anything right now.
I like how Ric Flair every so often reminds me of Rick Mayall.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, especially here.
Yeah.
He's got the bouncy hair.
I feel like had Mail not left us, he could have played Ric Flair in a biopic.
I'd have loved that.
That would have been cool. Good. Oh, he's gone.
Ebner's done. And the crowd go mild because of it.
Steiner's happy so he can take his oxygen.
He's got more pep than Steiner. Oh.
I'm going to DQ him.
No.
No, please. Right. Please, Earl, end the match. Please,
end.
Earl.
Stop it now.
I'm with Triple H. I'm begging you.
Trips
end the
is
match.
Pleading.
Don't hit Suplex. The ref. Hit me.
Oh.
Up and circle.
Ref flex. Shades of the late, great Earl Hebner there from Scott Steiner. those punches.
There's some fair punches there.
He could knock the skin off a rice pudding.
Not the skin off a rice pudding.
Oh,
amazing! Oh, I did like that Hebner bit. God. How Hebner refused to throw the match out. That's a fun.
There we
spot.
Go.
Giant pop for the thigh blow to Scott Steiner, who right now couldn't fight sleep.
Oh no! He kicked out.
Oh, he's out.
Oh no!
The journey continues.
He's selling for a schoolboy roll up. After this, he's going to have to massage his chest.
Could not the skin off her ice pudding.
Good, Triple H, go and hit the booker with that, all right?
Just hit yourself.
Brucey P. Who else is booking? Oh, I just hit Scott Stein, I'll be way easier.
Oh.
Shut up, Earl.
Oh, Earl Thorne.
There we go.
Oh.
And then he calls it.
What was the point in Earl not throwing it out before?
Exactly. That's such a strange decision.
And then throwing it out after.
You've got too much power.
You naughty boy.
Sure, this isn't 2000.
I hope he's... Oh, here we go.
They should have just done Earl Hebner versus Triple H at No Way Out.
I was thinking that. That would have been so much better.
I think quicker. Oh, actually, no, because... Trips would have had Earl go half an hour. Oh, protected sledgehammer.
That's right. Right to the thunder gut.
I'm surprised no wrestler's done a sketch yet where they try and hammer a nail into a wall by holding the end of the hammer, banging it against a nail.
I don't know why they insist on a weapon that they can't use properly. You might as well bring on AK-47 and only hit it with the butt.
Speaking of butt, look, it's little naughty bits there.
Look, I'll even show you my arse. Please cheer for me.
Steiner getting his bum out for the lads.
We've got everything in this match. Big pop of humps. Wonderful.
Oh, a Triple H very kindly putting his arms around his back.
I'll help you out, pal.
For the move.
Jeez. I'll do this bit.
This is going to look great on WWE.com.
The Steiner recline of Western civilization.
Steiner decliner.
No, he's just so big.
He's such a strong boy.
Just a beefy lad. We can't get him off.
I'm waiting for that like Hulk shockwave. He's going to do the Hulk shockwave.
Yeah, I love the Hulk shockwave. I love
when he does that.
Easy E.
I forgot Bischoff was here. That's A's. Bischoff, Slaughter, Gurria, all the lads.
He looks so confused. Like, Steiner doesn't look like he knows what's just happened or what he's done.
He's tired.
The past 18 minutes.
He's like a Mice and Men. Why is she sleeping, Bischoff?
Was it 18 minutes? Gosh, it felt
18
like,
minutes felt and like 19. 14 seconds Whew. Of Scott Steiner looking confused. Looking bored, looking knackered, and falling over. And I don't know where they're getting that. Triple H sold his arse off for most of that, and he tried to make Scott Steiner look bad. I think it was a huge misunderstanding to make Scott Steiner go out in 18 minutes after a year and a half of nothing. But what a wine.
Bad. I mean, he was pretty cream crackered as soon as he'd done his little flex in his entrance. He was like, oh, that's enough for me now, really.
Can we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it curtain to curtain or bell to bell? Because I've dragged the entrance out in the hope that it's curtain to curtain. Well, there you go. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us for Watch Along Us. This has been wonderful fun.
Yeah,
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Andrew_John, with four N's.
John.
Just not to make it hard for anyone. And also, 6 o'clock on Twitch, on Cultaholic's Twitch channel, twitch.tv/cultaholic. And also on Sundays at 4 p.m. on Triple Jump's Twitch channel as well. And I think that's twitch.tv/teamtriplejump.
All over the place. Matthew, where can we find you next?
You won't, because I'll be hiding in case you ask me to watch one of those bloody matches again.
Matthew will be back in a couple of days as part of Watch Along With Us. And you lucky devil. He's at Andrew_John. He is at Matthew Gregg. I am at Tom Campbell. We'll see you next time for another delightful dose of Watch Along With Us. Ho, ho, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.